This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's an everybody versus you mentality that you personally have. The locker room has that mentality too going in to the playoffs.
You know, I think we have a lot of outcasts, a lot of people that trigger people for the right or wrong reasons. And, you know, we're a group that backs against the wall. You know, we like our chances because we're all together. And we thrive off of people either counting us out, people not believing in us, and, you know, us trying to play our best ball.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It will be in the low 30s for the Steelers against the Texans. And lately, playing dome teams in cold weather in the playoffs has been useful for the home team. That's Hayward asked about the Steelers being counted out and being looked at as a team that is obligated to participate in the playoffs because they won a division, but not really a contender. And he said, this is when we play our best, when we're counted out and no one believes in us. We tend to do our best work when it's us against the world.
Didn't anyone believe in them going into the last several playoff games, to be fair? No. And what happened in those playoff games?
Well, maybe he's saying this team is different because now Rodgers is here. He didn't say that, but maybe that's what he meant.
The guy who's like in the 20s in EPA per dropback among quarterbacks?
Yes, but Jack, didn't you find EPA stats that suggest the Steelers are good?
No, their offense as a whole.
Not necessarily. Yeah, it's their offense as a whole. Their offense is better in terms of EPA per play than the Texans.
Okay. Not better points-wise.
Not better yardage-wise.
But EPA-wise.
I do like EPA. I'm not going to slag it, though. I think it's a good stat.
Oh, the nerds and betters love EPA.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, are you of the odds makers, I think.
Are you a better? Yes, then you're into EPA.
Well, the Rams are an EPA darling. Would you say they're a pretty serious Super Bowl contender?
Yes, I would. Although, they have had some major hiccups here late in the
season. Seattle also an EPA darling.
You know, I wonder how many people in our audience are willing to make this leap today. So we've had our battles with listeners who are now convinced that the Steelers are going to win this game. 70% of Steelers fans who responded to a simple Adam Crowley poll asking who's going to win the game, pick the Steelers, even though we are mired in this playoff win drought, and we've watched Tomlin teams trick us, and we talk ourselves into believing on some level that they're going to play a close game or win a game, and then lately they've only gotten blown out in the playoffs. If you're in your early teenage years, that's all you've ever known is the Steelers giving you playoff disappointment. It's been a long time since they've broken through. And a lot of our listeners are telling us, no, this time will be different. Trust me, the Steelers are going to beat the Texans at home, which I don't agree with, but whatever. That's fine. Here's the next step. How many Steelers fans out there actually think they're going to go on a run? How many Steelers fans right now, the Friday before the playoffs start, at this exact time tomorrow on this radio station, there will be a playoff game that we air between the Rams and Panthers, and then we'll have a playoff game after that, and then we'll have 3 playoff games that we air here on The Fan again Sunday. So we'll have a chance to watch 5 games before the Steelers and Texans finally kick off Monday night. How many fans, because you got to say this before the playoffs start, you can't watch games and then use that to strengthen your argument or take. How many Steelers fans out there right now actually believe that we've got a Cinderella run that's about to commence here in a couple of days that leads to the Steelers ending up doing, because that would constitute a run, is one of two things. They're either against all odds in Santa Clara.
Jeez, dude.
Getting ready to play the Rams or the Seahawks or the Eagles or somebody like that in the Super Bowl. And I would also water it down and say, if they're in the AFC Championship game,
two games,
if they
is
win
a run.
Multiple playoff games.
Winning two games constitutes a run for a team.
Yes.
Like them.
If they get to the AFC Championship game, I would call it that too. Who amongst us at 412-928-9370 actually believes right now that that's going to happen? And I would love for you to use your persuasive powers and rhetorical devices to call into this show right now and say, I know you guys don't think they're going to beat the Texans, but I, Joe Blow or Jane Blow, wherever I am, actually believe that we're going to be still watching the Steelers late into January, and you guys who are so much Debbie Downers, you're going to be on the air on a Friday, not too long from now, going through the possibility and potential of the Steelers winning a game to get to the Super Bowl.
Hat in hand.
412-928-9370.
Both of you hat in hand for being non-believers while you are pilloried by the rest of us who did believe, right?
Yeah.
That'll be the other thing.
Because
I'll get my fork, my knife, my crow.
I still don't think it's easy to predict the Steelers to beat the number one defense after having lost six playoff games in a row. But it's a lot easier to say, yeah, you know what? They'll clear that hurdle finally. They'll get that monkey off their back. Going on a playoff run, even if it means, oh, they got to play Denver next, and, oh, it's Bo Nix, and Denver's a little bit overrated, and they're not as good as their record. Still, asking this team in consecutive weeks to beat good teams is something we haven't seen them do all year. So you would be predicting them to do something that is
yet
to be
achieved.
Truly
play their best football all year of the whole year.
And in the highest stakes games, come through. Now, they did against Baltimore. It was a quasi-playoff game. They won it. Kudos to them for that. Props to them. I'm not taking anything away from them for winning the division. I've said that I wouldn't fire Tomlin if they lost Monday night, because I do put some stock into winning a division. But the end game to me is really, and this is so sad because standards have changed here so much, but winning a playoff game seems to be the thing that everybody would be cool with. You win a playoff game, like 99.9% of Steelers fans at that point will feel like they had a good season, and everything after that will be gravy.
It's water in the desert.
Yep. It's the, I got a hunch here. I got a feeling that we're going to see them do some really special things.
Beat the second-ranked scoring defense in the league and the third-ranked scoring defense, for example,
and
back-to-back
wonder
weeks.
How many people in our audience are willing to say that, or are most of them going to call in and say, you know what, Pony, I think you and Chris are wrong. They're going
to be. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Beat the Texans, but no, I do not see any scenario in which they're going to the Super Bowl or even making it to the AFC Championship game at 412-928-9370.
I do not. I think they are going to play far and away the most interesting and competitive playoff game that they have played in years. I think this game will be in the second half and not yet decided. I think there's a good chance this game might even start the fourth quarter, and you're a Steelers fan turning to your dad or your uncle, your brother, whoever, going, hey, one play here or there, they got a chance. They got a good shot at this. But I do think that the preponderance of the evidence here tells me that the Texans are a better team than the Steelers. Not a ton better than the Steelers, and they don't play a style that usually allows for them to show off that they're better than teams. They rarely blow really good teams out. They blew the Ravens out without Jackson. But I do think the Houston Texans are going to win this game because, for me, they are like a mirror image but slightly better of the Steelers. They are all the things Mike Tomlin wants his team to be. Turnover averse on offense, turnover forcing on defense, very violent and pursuit-oriented on defense, with a quarterback that makes enough plays and does enough. They're everything the Steelers are, just a little bit better.
Do you think you'll change your mind if they win this game?
Will that they could
feel,
go on a run?
Yes.
Entirely matchup dependent. If they get the Broncos next round, as insane as it sounds, I would feel good.
So they're one win away from possibly making you a believer.
Yeah, but
they're close.
To be very clear here,
yep.
If they win this game and then Buffalo beats Jacksonville,
yeah,
and the Patriots, or I don't know, I guess it would be the Chargers win,
yeah,
I won't feel good about that. And I gotta be honest, man.
Yep.
If Buffalo wins and the Patriots win, and it is what it would be at that point,
it'd be Steelers Broncos.
No, it'd be Steelers Patriots because Buffalo would be the sixth seed.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Playing the Patriots in a rematch.
Yes, my bad.
Or playing the Broncos. I won't feel particularly good about Steelers
even
going back to New England.
Even though they've already gone there and won?
Yeah, I don't think New England's going to fumble five times, including once going into the end zone again. I think Drake May is a lot better now than he was then. And he was already pretty good then.
Jack, it's been a while. How old were you the last time the Steelers played in the Super Bowl in 2010?
I would have been... Was that game technically in
2011.
So I was
February of 2011. Yeah, five years
it's old. Weird to imagine that the last time they played in the Super Bowl, he was younger by 2 years than Lennox is right now.
Do you remember it? Do you have any memories of watching the Steelers-Packers Super Bowl?
I was in preschool, and like my only memory from that game is the my preschool teacher
preschool,
making
were you
us all
redshirted?
Sing that,
preschool at 5 years old? I thought
no,
that was like
just five. I was born December 26th.
Oh, so like, you just turned. Okay,
yeah.
Four-year-old
yeah,
preschool
it was my
makes more
year
sense.
Preschool.
Okay, got you. Okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
My only memory from that is my preschool teachers making us sing the Here We Go Steelers playoff anthem.
The Roger Wood song.
Yeah, the Roger Wood song.
Do you remember who would have been on the song that year?
You've got
Ben Roethlisberger, Lamar Woodley. I don't know.
All right, so do you feel like this team is ready to go on a run like the last time you saw them do it when you were barely potty trained?
No, they're not as good as they were that year.
Okay. Donnie, do you feel the magic? I know sometimes you've admitted this. You start to get excited. You start to think with your heart and not your head.
No, I can't get behind a run taking place.
I feel like you worked with Starkey today. Starkey, has he articulated it? I get the sense he thinks a run is coming.
Yeah, I mean, now all of a sudden it feels like he's ready to basically put them in the Super Bowl because they beat the Ravens by a missed field goal.
He is really living and dying like day to day with them, isn't he? Mood swings, everything else.
Did you get some of that at this fancy? Did you know they went for a fancy dinner last night?
I did know they were going
for a fancy
dinner.
I saw the picture online, and
wasn't
I'm like,
wasn't that
whoa.
Joe paying off a bet?
Yeah, he gave Dom a trivia question, which he never thought he would get.
But how did you get included in that?
Because Joe said, I will take you, Donnie, and Limits out for a steak
oh,
dinner.
Oh, man.
So he was that confident he wouldn't get
it. What was
the
question again?
Who finished in third in the 2014 MVP voting?
Oh, man.
DeMarco Murray.
That's the answer.
I mean, it's kind of sick.
So what,
it's kind of sick behavior that he took, what, 8 seconds
so
to
wait
maybe
a minute. So
run
what,
that around?
So what happened then? You show up at this very expensive
yeah, I benefited.
Restaurant, and did you, because you didn't get the question right, did you feel some obligation to maybe not order as much because Dom was the person that, or did
no,
you?
Oh, you gotta go
after
it.
Did you take full advantage of it? Did you order cocktails? Did you get an appetizer? Did you get a dessert for yourself? Did you order something more than like just a basic steak?
No, I mean, I did take it a little bit easy on Joe, would say. I mean, like all of the sides are a la carte, so.
At the particular place that they were going, I'm pretty sure I know which one it was. I would have gotten like a normal size steak, and if there was a side that I really liked, because they're family style, right, at the place you went? Yeah, I would have like requested, hey, can we get this side? By the way, who finished in between Aaron Rodgers and DeMarco Murray that year in the MVP vote?
Donnie's got this.
I think I know it from last night. Wasn't it J.J. Watt?
It was. Pony already knew that. He didn't want to step on your toes.
Let's get to the callers here. Do you feel a run coming? Let's see if Anthony in Oakland has got that feel.
That magical feeling?
That glint in his eyes. Anthony?
I do.
Oh, here
I
we
do.
Go.
I have it. And here's why. It reminds me of the 84 season where the Steelers were on their way to Oakland. They had to win this last game to make the playoffs. Nobody gave them a shot. They go out there and they beat them. And people showed up at the airport. And then the next week, they go to Mile High and take down the number one seed with Frankie Pollard in that crowd. And then in 89, another. No one gave them a shot.
Yeah, but that wasn't a run. They beat Houston, then they lost to Denver the next week.
Well, but do you know how they lost to Denver?
It came down to the very end, didn't it?
No, it was a fumble.
Oh, yes.
By the Red.
Yes.
Because Moore Hodge had almost 200 yards. They were beating Denver.
Yeah.
That place was ready to go crazy.
Something about, you know, fumbles against Denver in the playoffs kind of tragic.
So are you predicting all the way to the Super Bowl or to the AFC Championship game? Let's get it on the record.
Yeah, well, 2005, I think they can go all the way. Because remember, in 2005, after Cincinnati came in town and whooped their behinds, and Hoofman Sada was wiping his shoes, no one gave them a shot when they went to Cincinnati.
I know, but Anthony, you have to admit
that
here,
team had gone 15-1 the previous year.
It is
year,
very
Anthony.
Interesting that just less than 2 weeks ago, you had called in and said, "This is done. This is over. Tomlin's out of here. This whole thing is curtains." And one Ravens win has transformed you to they're going to go to the Super Bowl now.
Well, it was just the way Rodgers looked. There was something about the way
in the game
looked
before. You said
business.
He was cooked.
But then remember though. In the locker room in Cleveland, he said, "We're going home, and
he
we're going to
win." He said he never plays two bad games in a row.
Yes.
No. But he did say we're going to win. He did a Joe Namath. He said we're going to go home. We're going to win.
Thank God Tyler Loop missed
thank
that
you,
kick.
Anthony. All right. So Anthony in Oakland is predicting the Steelers go to the Super Bowl after one good game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.